What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS, or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS number 1171064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Hi, welcome to At Home, your holiday headquarters tree for me tree lot.
I love Yuletide caroling.
Well then, this classic tree
is the tree for me.
Perfect. Classic ornaments right over there.
My wife wants me to avoid Christmas tree lights.
Then you should check out our pre-lit tech trees.
I love yoga.
Have you seen our upside down tree? We have more than 100 artificial trees at everyday low prices. Find your tree for me and all your holiday decorations while supplies last. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
They said that you were wasting your time. They said it would never get you anywhere. But this holiday season, your selfie obsession might win you $25,000. That's right. All you have to do is go to a participating Cricut Wireless location, smile, snap a selfie with the Cricut character poster, and post it on Instagram or Twitter using the STSA hashtag shown on the poster. That's STSA, as in something to smile about. Come on, you know that nobody is more ready to win this than you are. You already spend your days taking kissy face selfies and gym selfies, and here I am eating pepperoni pizza selfies. Now show us your Cricut selfie. Plus, by entering, you'll also have a chance to win cool weekly prizes like a Cricut Alcatel phone with 3 month service and a $100 gift card. So smile, snap a photo, and you could win $25,000. Have the best holiday selfie ever. Cricut Wireless, something to smile about.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes valid at participating Cricut stores only. For official rules and a list of participating locations, visit stsasweepstakes.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, left, left,
and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Spring training through another playoff run. This is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock, and from the score update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Bears offense flourished last week against a good Rams defense, but now faces another tough test with the Broncos unit going up against Kyle Long and company.
They're obviously a tremendous defense, and you know, we have a lot of respect for them, and we understand that being as prepared as we can as an offense will be the best way to go about it.
Long and the Bears back to practice today at Halas Hall, and questions remain regarding Alshon Jeffrey's status. He was limited yesterday with shoulder and groin injuries. A win for the Bears. They'll reach the 500 mark for the first time this season. Tonight, Jaguars and Titans begin NFL Week 11. Baseball Cubs ace Jake Arrieta says he worked hard to win the National League Cy Young Award, but knows that hard work must continue to maintain his dominance in the National League.
And it's, you know, this award is, it's been a lot of hard work, a long time coming, a lot of adjusting, trying to figure this game out and still learning. Like you guys know, this game is very difficult, and to do it at a high level is even harder. So, you know, going back to the drawing board, trying to figure some more things out, work hard this offseason and be ready for spring training.
Arrieta on with MLB Network. He received 169 points, topping Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw to take the award for the first time in his career. Cubs at three postseason awards for the first time since 84. Tonight, MVPs will be announced in both the AL and the NL. Kane, Donaldson, Trout, the AL candidates. NL's potential winners include Harper, Goldschmidt, and Votto. Also today, Cubs have added right-hander Andury Acevedo to their 40-man roster. Spent the last 4 years in the Yankee system. Cubs reportedly met with Jeff Samardzija last night, and the White Sox reportedly would be open to a deal for outfielder Avi Garcia. Sox Fest announced today, or the Sox announced today, that Chris Sale and Jose Abreu will be attending Sox Fest in late January here in Chicago. And following wins for both the Bulls and the Hawks last night, both teams back in action tomorrow. Bulls visit Golden State. Hawks are in Calgary. Scoreboard update brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Jordan Bernfield. Appreciate you. Thank you for withstanding the goofiness. Thank you to our guest today, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, Sahadev Sharma from Baseball Prospectus and BP Wrigleyville, and our guy Paul Charchian. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Kevin Zipak, it was his day to take abuse, and he took it well.
Well, appreciate no kidding.
You. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com and remains alive. Always a plus. Tomorrow on the show for a Football Friday, Hub Arkish, Greg Gabriel, Pete Futak, and Patrick Manley.
And maybe we might have a GSW surprise as well. No, you idiot.
Golden State Warriors.
You know that?
His friend with a shot will be on.
I say, we got like GSW. It's like his CSN Crosby, Stills, and Nash thing, right?
I got to bring all my friends over for the shot, too.
GSW, I guess, the 330. ER stuff.
I'm efforting a Golden State Warrior situation.
Yeah?
That would make my friend very happy.
Rick Barry?
Draymond Green?
Well, Rick Barry will tell you, he'll bring you on. Yeah.
Tell you how good he was.
Rick Barry will come on and tell you how good he was, and also that these punk-ass players are messing up their ankles by not wearing the shoes that he invented.
Hey, man, I enjoyed...
He's great on the air.
He's got some, he comes on and screams at you. Like,
I know.
They need to stop taping their ankles and wear the shoes I'm making you.
I enjoyed their local guys the other night. It was Bob Fitzgerald and Jim Barnett.
So, that's exciting.
Jim Barnett's been their guy for 27 years doing Warriors games.
He's finally seeing the light. He went through the Run TMC years, the Alton Lister years, the Tyrone Hill years, the Avery Johnson years,
Alton Twisted Lister,
and then the Lister Blister by Sean Kemp when he put his old saccage on his forehead.
Who's the Colgate big man?
O'Donnell Foyle.
O'Donnell Foyle.
Yeah. Or don't stop there, because we can go to the Arizona State power forward who, when they gave him a jersey, they figured out he was 6'4", Ike Diogu. Remember that guy?
Yes. Don't forget our guy who we're still holding off of the rankings, Tom Tolbert.
Oh, don't stop there.
Just barely.
Let's go to the guy I thought was going to be the next Sean Kemp, Chris Porter.
Remember? That's Terry's guy out of Auburn.
Yes, he was 6'3 when he showed up.
I know. Before they knew how to measure people.
Right. This guy's 6'9 with shoes, 6'3 without feet.
He had big shoes. Bob Bell shoes on.
Bigger shoes.
You know what? I'm out of the basketball scouting business. I give up. I have no clue anymore.
Well, after Dan Lange, you kind of hung him up. Now,
I soldiered through Chris Mim. Yeah, he can stay with Dan Lange.
You were just coasting for a good 15 years.
I've been red hot, though.
I think Dougie McBuckets is a little bit of a
hey,
a little bit of a hit so far.
Leading the NBA in 3-point percentage.
He's better.
Also leading the NBA in time someone blows past you.
Yeah. The blow by.
Hey, speaking of that, now that Aaron Brooks is hurt, and we talked about the game last night a lot in the first hour, Jimmy mm-hmm. Butler had the chance to step up and be the man, and he was.
They're better with it moving through him. It's better without any confusion, without the turn taking.
Well, they had some very rough offensive stretches last night.
They're going to. It's nice to know on a trip down who's supposed to have the ball in his hands.
Well, he didn't though. But hold on, Dan. Wow. They were up by 17,
feeding them better without Derek. Yeah,
that's fine. No, they don't have to. They don't necessarily have to.
But they were up by 17 points, and Jimmy Butler forgot that he needs to shoot the ball, which is what Derrick Rose said two nights ago. Until he gets his triple vision or double or single vision back, whatever the hell's going on. Triple distilled, 3-6 mafia vision, whatever.
You know what happened was Farner tried to do a sequel to double vision. They did triple vision.
Foreigner.
A foreigner. It was not a big hit.
That's a nonsense.
It's like 15 years later.
It's
kind of like the fragile, not fragile response.
Not fragile.
When yes goes with fragile, and 10 years later, right?
I happen to agree with the fact that they're better if the ball's running through Jimmy, and there's no question about it.
I do.
I agree there's points in the game where you go, what the hell are you doing?
I do.
But there's always points in the game where you go, what the hell are you doing?
With this team?
He's fun. No, get me wrong, but he has to understand that if you're going to do that, if you're going to be that, guess what? Guess who the ball goes through? If you're really looking at a shooting guard who's a playmaker, because that's what people, like, I feel like people are tippy-toeing up to Jimmy Butler being playmaker Jimmy Butler and him talking about he's a point guard. You know who's a playmaker at shooting guard? James damn Harden. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be James Harden?
He can't hit a shot this year.
Well, he had 45 last night, Claire.
First time he's actually played ever since they
needed
the
coach. Kevin
right. Yeah. So is Jimmy a playmaker slash facilitator when he doesn't shoot?
Because you know what you need to be a playmaker at shooting guard? You need to have a diverse handle. And Jimmy Butler has a solid handle. To be a playmaker, you're going to have to not only run pick and roll, but navigate and split pick and rolls.
Right, so you're going to have to be able to get to whatever spot on the floor that you need to get to.
And go foul hunting. Yeah. The guys were great at when Kyrie Irving is not hurt.
Well, Jimmy
he's
got
not
there.
In a wheelchair.
Jimmy got there last year, by the way.
What's up?
When is Kyrie Irving?
Jimmy got there last year, though. He got the foul hunting rep last year. He was getting those D-Wade and James Harden calls last year. So that rep is already there. But for him to be the guy that everybody's talking about being the point guard, I like Jimmy Butler. Don't get me wrong, but if you want to be a playmaker at the shooting guard position, you better be a little bit stronger on the dribble.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan, this Saturday at 7. It's one thing when Pau Gasol gets the ball stolen, Aaron Brooks gets the ball stolen, then Etuan Moore last night gets the ball stolen, and now Aaron Brooks has the hammy. They got to go shopping at the point guard store, don't they?
Your favorite.
Your favorite
is out there.
Will Bynum is still playing in Guangdong.
I saw him in the latest
He's still there.
Where's JL3?
Hey, he was in Utah a couple years ago. Will Bynum, actually, the last time I saw Will Bynum, he was in the Shy Summer League, the Nike League that's hit Whitney Young. And I also saw him in the latest King Louie video as well. I know you guys don't know who the hell King Louie is, so I'll just keep it moving.
The bowling guy?
No. He is a Southside Chicago rapper. That's who King Louie is.
King Louie. Did Nate get signed?
Nate is a... yes.
Signed,
yeah, Nate.
The Pelicans
Nate,
let him go.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they did let him go. So, yeah, Nate's out there.
Ooh. But, Nate's not a point guard. It's the problem.
Yeah, Nate's a shooter.
No, but he'll put that's up his
position.
Shots for you.
Yeah, that's his position. Shooter.
Shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what he... No, I mean, Kirk played a nice game last night, but you can't count on him not falling apart at some point.
Plus, Lego fall
that's
off
the coach of your new Hoffman Estates D-League team is what that is.
Kirk?
Yep.
I'd like to see Stacy do the double duty.
Stacy's a good coach.
Yeah, yeah. When he's not telling his players
can I tell you something
in the locker
really,
room.
You know, really, before
you know
I fell
why
asleep,
you a punk.
Yeah. Jason, Terry, you're Mr. NBA. The Suns are not very inspiring. They're not really. They're, I don't know what it is.
You know what they did wrong?
West team, what do they do?
You know what they did wrong, Terry? 2 years ago when they shocked everybody and they had that great year, they didn't add to it.
With Dragic.
Dragic and Eric and Isaiah Thomas 2 years ago. They got Isaiah Thomas's ass up out of there because Isaiah Thomas thought he was better than the two guys that he wasn't better than. Then what happened is they took Eric Bledsoe to task and then gave him all the money. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to question your best player, you better either move him or have him be what he is. And I think Eric Bledsoe is a terrific player, but they didn't build on it.
Didn't one of the Morrises get into trouble?
They traded one of the Morrises.
Yeah, there was an off-court issue, right?
Yeah, and the other Morris was mad that his brother got traded. Them swinging and missing in LaMarcus Aldridge, no matter what Mark Jackson said last night, that wasn't going to happen. So it's a team that has had cap space for going on 6-7 years now, and no one wants to play in Phoenix. Chicago West. It's a beautiful city, but nobody wants to play basketball there for whatever reason.
Yeah, they're just not very inspiring. I mean, I don't know what it is. They're just not, you know, a lot of NBA teams aren't very good, but there's something about them that you have fun with. I don't really have fun
draft,
with the Suns.
They have to get a guy that they draft and then will stay there because of how much money they can pay him, because they don't hit it big in free agency. And I think Jeff Hornacek is a really good coach, too.
But they got a backcourt that's it's pretty decent with Brandon Knight and Bledsoe, but other than that, who else is there? That's why Butler is the kind of wing that could dominate those wings. I know you said P.J. Tucker has some skills as
Devin
a defender.
Booker. He took it out on Devin Booker, who I like, too.
He took it out on 6 different people. According to ESPN Stats and Info, he either scored or drew free throws on 6 different defenders.
Jimmy's nice, last man. Night.
Hey, Nate Robinson has been released by the New Orleans Pelicans.
Right. Yeah.
So would you like Nate Robinson?
Yeah, that's how we brought him up.
Yeah, we think we should.
I brought up JL3.
I just like him a lot.
Yeah, he brought up Nate Robinson, too.
Oh, okay, cool. My bad. I'll try to listen to Transition every once in a while.
We had the Nate Robinson.
You know it's painful. We know how awful it is.
I was a little distracted by a bit of breaking news. Eric Fisher from Sports Business Journal says that through several sources, MLB has a deal in principle with Fox to begin in-market streaming of baseball games in 2016. So that's 16 different teams that are broadcast on Fox affiliates, and that means if you are a fan of a certain team and you've been in a market where you can't watch 5 or 6 or 7 different teams, if they're on Fox, you're going to be able to get them on the MLB at Bat app or MLB.com, and I would assume that the other providers will now feel the pressure because Fox is the first big domino to drop. But a story I've been following for a while, hopefully baseball fans will be able to see their teams.
I just want a team somewhere that actually knows what they're doing.
Basketball or baseball?
Baseball. I would like to have a team somewhere.
That Kenny Williams stuff yesterday is just galling. Yeah. So galling. It is
trying to figure out the direction they're going.
What direction we're going?
Embarrassing.
What?
A complete embarrassment. What he's doing just acting completely unilaterally, emasculating his general manager with every opportunity.
Well, what's the owner going to do?
He forgot also the 3-year plan yesterday.
Kenny had a 3-year plan.
That was all garbage.
That he made up out of whole cloth. And now he says, "Well, I don't know the plan." I talk to Rick every day, and Rick hasn't told me the plan. We don't know what direction we're going in. It's a process, and we talk every day. And I can't really comment on a plan until he tells me what the plan is, and he doesn't know what the plan is.
Rick has not presented to us a definitive direction based on his talks that he wants to travel down. Until he puts on the table what he wants to do, it's premature for me to comment one way or another on any player path or anything else.
But I'm going
to
comment.
Yeah. Don't comment at all.
But you said you had the 3-year plan. You can't forget you said that.
Right. He made up the 3-year plan.
Yeah, which we all knew. You got to live with it.
We called him out for it at the time for completely making that up.
You got an owner who was very active in the releasing of a coach and trying to get his basketball team in order. What is he going to do about his crown jewel, his baseball team?
Ricky Renteria solves all their issues.
I'm just saying, when it comes to Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn, at what point does Jerry Reinsdorf, you know, not treat this like a mom and pop shop and treat it like a business and say, hey
man,
this is what it's going to be between you two?
You know how it's supposed to be. Somebody's got to have the idea and the vision and be given the permission to do their damn job.
Could you imagine coming out of St. Louis or Houston or the Cubs?
Absurd. Look around for any organization, even in L.A., where they have a million people that are still there. And Coletti survived for a while. It's Friedman's damn team. If they're going to screw up and they're going to have a problem, it's on Andrew Friedman. It's got to be on one guy and one vision.
Yeah, it trickles down to.
Of course it does.
It trickles down to you.
He'll take it too, Friedman, by the way. If there's something wrong, he'll accept it.
Yeah, well,
he'll accept the blame.
As he should. And Han is trying to accept it, but then every once in a while, Kenny will come out and say, no, it's my fault because it's my power, and Rick hasn't graduated to that. And now he's dumping it back on him here.
I'm telling you, the problem.
He wanted out, man.
There's a real. Yeah,
He wanted Toronto, and he planted that seed with media.
Nightingale. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But there's an issue here, though, that I think, and I mentioned it during the season because I talked to somebody. There's an issue here with Robin Ventura. And Rick Hahn apparently is a Robin Ventura guy, and Kenny Williams is growing more and more not a Robin Ventura guy.
But it's bigger. It's even bigger. It's about the vision of your whole damn organization.
Yeah, but you know what? The guy that's leading the organization is pretty damn important too, right?
Well, who's
leading the organization?
Robin Ventura's not leading the organization.
But I'm talking about on the field. Yeah, I'm talking about on the field.
I know. I understand, but it's like, I mean, it's about the vision of...
We can't give Joe Maddon the credit that we give him with, and then say the managers manage. Managers matter as much as they do.
No, but in terms of the overall arc of the franchise, the overall arc of the franchise, Theo would get 80% of the... Theo and Jed get 80% of it, and Maddon gets 20% of it.
They don't hide from it. Theo doesn't say he doesn't know what Jed's doing.
Yeah, we're not at the managerial issue yet. I'm not denying that there's clearly...
There's an
issue, and I believe that politically Ventura's support has diminished, that his position is not as strong as it was because there's just nothing going on there. And there are people. Look, when Steve Stone joined us recently, mm-hmm. that was pointed criticism from Steve Stone about Robin Ventura as a manager. He didn't shy from it at all.
It's right there.
When we were talking about bench coach, and I mentioned Sandy Alomar Jr., and he took it a step further, and he said, you can hire Sandy Alomar Jr. as a bench coach and have him be your manager in waiting, and when you think it's time to have somebody experienced in the managerial position, you move him in right in there.
But I mean,
that's not Ricky Renteria.
They've gone for it every year. That's been the way until they step back just a little bit over the past couple years. Then they went for it again this past year. Tried to do that sort of half rebuild, as we had talked. I mean, remember we were talking about like Hahn kind of trying to invent a way to do it that splits the ideas down the middle.
And looked at the money that was available and being a troubled asset relief program with all the Alex Rios and Adam Dunn and all these contracts coming off the books.
Yeah.
And what does it get him? It gets him an over expenditure on a veteran closer?
76 wins.
And Adam LaRoche and some of these things? Man,
you guys just... But now Ave Garcia is available, so that ought to change
damn
things.
Damn, what sucks, man. Let's talk about Derek. Let's go somewhere else to feel sad.
This is what I realized today. Here's the position I'm in at the moment. Tell me if this makes any sense.
Probably not.
The benefit of the Bears being 4-5, the playoffs start now. They're in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. These games are actually important.
Right. These are elimination games, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Bears, all we get is earlier and more playoffs.
We get games of consequence, which is something we did not
right?
look.
What are you doing?
They're games of consequence.
Think about it.
Both of you dumbasses.
You know what he's doing?
This is not the playoffs.
He's doing a declaration of contention.
He is. Right. You're now doing what he did in Bourbon Day with the Sox fans.
Technically not, because
you're becoming Matt Spiegel right now.
It's about time.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, I do, because now everything is about sports bringing me joy.
Oh, damn. We're out of here. For the next 4 hours and 40 minutes, Morris and Bernstein will bring you the two big bags of fart or whatever it is, the freight train of
hate and indignation. Somebody let me know how it goes this afternoon.
You're going to be listening. You know it. Matt Miller's coming up. Iron Eagle. Second half. Greg Gabriel. Brian Billick. Who you crapping at 5?
I have to go memorize Moody Blues lyrics.
Jesus. This shift change is brought to you by... Now, you know I'm going to have to deal with this tomorrow right now. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
We got some stuff to watch tonight, some Thursday night football and some other things as well, and NBA.
Yeah, Steph's coming over my house about 9:30.
Yes, you're gonna curl up with Steph Curry for a couple of hours.
Hello!
Enjoy that. Mitch, we're thinking about you, man.
Sir.
From everybody here at the station to the Rosen family, our condolences out to you guys as well. We're thinking about you, and you're in our hearts. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. There are only two serious candidates right now for the NFL's MVP award, Tom Brady and Cam Newton, who just happened to quarterback the league's two remaining undefeated teams. Of course, there's one other person who deserves serious consideration, Tony Romo. If the last 7 weeks have proven nothing else, it's how much the Cowboys desperately need Romo in the lineup to have any chance to be even a reasonably good football team. They were on their way to being 2-0 when Romo got hurt in Philadelphia in September, and since then they haven't won a single game. Jerry Jones declared Brandon Whedon the next Kurt Warner. 3 weeks later, he benched him. This week, with Romo returning, he cut him. Romo comes back Sunday to face the Dolphins. The Cowboys will probably win. Problem is, it's too late. I'm John Feinstein.
Just in time for holiday projects, the Home Depot has the Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set at a great price, just $49.88. Husky hand tools are guaranteed forever. Their slim design fits into spots most standard wrenches won't, and their price fits nicely in any holiday budget. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to do it. Let's do this. The Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set, just $49.88, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Part-time package handlers, tractor-trailer drivers, and seasonal package delivery drivers throughout Chicagoland, especially in Northbrook, Palatine, Franklin Park, Bedford Park, and Addison. Package handlers receive up to $25,000 in tuition assistance and weekly $75 bonuses. Tractor-trailer drivers receive $27 per hour. They are required to have a commercial driver's license and typically work nights. Package delivery drivers work days and do not need a CDL. Apply now.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Jassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night, night.
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls on
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Rules for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. On Sunday, the Bears will face a young quarterback and Brock Osweiler.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. They host Denver. But what was that first thing? I didn't understand what that
was.
Hi,
Wayne.
Oh.
Hi, Wayne.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, that's, what is that from? I don't know.
Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah. Then she flips over the car. Right. Head coach,
hi,
John.
Chris.
Hey, can I do this thing or? You don't really care, do you?
No.
Head coach John Fox says they've got enough info on that guy.
There's a book on every player in this league. Obviously, his book is not real thick because there hasn't been a lot of playing time. But you know, how he fits in the offense, what they'll try to do with him, I think we have a pretty good
understanding.
What?
Thin bucks. Soft and A.
What was that?
It's just a book on every player in the league. You've got him, don't
you? There's a book on every player in this league. Obviously, his book is not real thick because there hasn't been a lot of...
it's like my biography. It's too damn pages.
Yeah, that's not one you want to put on your head in a storm.
Nope,
the Brock Osweiler book.
Too damn pages.
Too thin. The Peyton Manning book, you know, it starts to get ugly out there and the wind starts whipping around. You get that Peyton Manning book and put it on your head.
Oh, that's all Ed Curran has.
That Brock Osweiler book is a thin book, right, Murph?
It's a pamphlet.
Hey, books. Hey, thin books.
It's a bit.
Sports spurts.
I forgot about sports spurts. That was a thing.
Yes, yeah, it was.
It was a thing.
It was an actual thing.
It was an actual thing.
Involved 27 carts worth of sound effects. It was great. We had four cart players.
I forgot about that.
Michael Jordan was a basketball player. Sports spurts.
That.
Hey, Chris, what's your beef?
My beef? Ron Artest doesn't play defense. That's my beef.
Yes!
There it is.
There you go.
He doesn't want to guard anybody.
Oh, my word. All right.
Enough of this silliness. I'm Chris Ranji, newsman.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Experienced journalist. None of this. Back to
you
my
children.
Background as a hard-bitten newsman. I covered the Berlin bombings in World War II.
He's got a typewriter in front of him right now.
Smoking.
You know,
no, he's literally smoking.
Sleeves are rolled up.
The updates really should have the typewriter sound effect the entire time.
All right, okay. Next update. We're done.
Look out now, and you got it.
From now on, I mean, forever. Should
No more music for you.
Programming decision.
Yep, done.
Matt Forte and Alshon Jeffrey did not practice. Bears had an indoor practice today because it's really windy out. NFL on the score tonight. That's true. Jaguars hosting the Titans. We've got the broadcast.
Yeah.
At 7:30.
That's dark.
Well, that's way to sell it, Dan.
Popcorn for me. Oh, yes.
We have no interest in the NFL network. We don't care. Titans, we're CBS.
Jaguars. Yes.
Don't listen. Our broadcast starts at 7 tonight.
Oh, no, that's appointment listening.
Yeah, I want to listen. I just don't want to watch.
Here's another thing. The Cubs signed reliever Andury Acevedo. He gets a one-year contract for 2016.
Andury Acevedo.
C.
Okay. Is that Andury Acevedo?
No.
All right. Because I hear it, and I don't know where one word ends and the other one.
Well, his
start.
Last name is Acevedo.
Okay, Andury Acevedo.
You know what occurs
to
me?
To say.
That about 10 years ago, I got an email out of nowhere from Juan Acevedo. Do you remember him?
Yes. And why was he emailing you?
Because I had just started.
Was he a Nigerian prince?
No, I just started
date
doing.
Date night.
I think I had just started doing White Sox.
Have
stuff,
you seen that new commercial for the iPhone?
With where, Bill Hader?
Where Siri talks to him about the email he gets? You want to respond?
Sign me up. And how about that burger he's eating? My God.
It's great. I know. Commercials. Fantastic.
So why did Juan Acevedo email you?
He was his dad?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was looking to get into broadcasting or something. He was wanting to do analysis.
Ayuda me, Chris.
He was asking you.
He's like, do you know if the station needs anybody?
And no,
yeah.
This no, I'm, no, Chris like, told him yes, had him come on down for an interview.
Just like a,
actually not.
He just showed up. He showed up at Drew's door one day. Like, what are you doing here?
Oh, I miss him.
Drew?
Yeah.
Screaming at people while he's stabbing at his salad and ranch dressings flying everywhere.
That's my guy.
Yeah, he's like
you
with that.
Get out of my office! You're a loser!
A plastic container with plastic plasticware, and he's creating sparks.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, where's he? He's in Los Angeles now, right?
Yeah, not far enough.
Oh, stop it. Where do you want him? In the middle of the Pacific?
Anywhere Terry sends Murph is fine.
That's not far enough.
All right.
Middle Pacific, not far enough.
Did our show start?
No, hold on. Hold on. This update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Now you can start.
And a very pleasant question. We're going to make you sell more promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a lever or two along the way, loud and persistent revving at someone's back door. And this is the radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Here is Thursday. Matt Miller talks football at 2.
Yeah.
Then our buddy Ian Eagle, who is calling this week's Bears game. I believe he's also still sentenced to do Brooklyn Nets games.
He is.
And he's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Second half at 3:30.
Yeah.
Greg Gabriel at 4.
Yeah.
Ryan Billick at 4:40.
Nope.
All right, how we doing?
Yeah.
And then at 5 o'clock.
Hey, buddy. Who are you crapping?
It was really good last week. Hoping it can be just as good this week. We need your best effort. So instead of me reading your work, it's so much better when you present it yourself at this number, 312-644-6767. That's how you reach us at WSCR, The Score. You can also email us, as many of you do, Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
5 minutes!
Yar, streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter.
How are we doing?
Okay, how we doing? All right, great.
Oh, great.
At Bors underscore Bernstein, if you want to follow me for all the fun there. At Dan underscore Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com app for your mobile device. And we have producers, you know, Matt Abatacola.
Y'all don't remember the Georgia Southern game, do you? I don't think we had a guy on that field that didn't play in the NFL, and about four or five of them were first-round draft picks. And I think that team won a national championship, but I'm not sure. And they run through our like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them. Could not stop them. Could not stop them.
Who's that? I just say run through a tin horn. I never heard tin horn used that way.
Roll down tide.
I thought a tin horn was like a
a wannabe or a pretender.
Yeah, I think I was. That's what I would assume. Yeah, it's going to be tin horn gamblers.
Yeah, no
way
account.
Back in the,
tin
way,
horn
way back.
Gamblers. Yep.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
Woo! Wow! Woo! Hot damn! Roll Tide, Nick Saban.
Roll damn Tide.
I love Bada Bada Cola. He's Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
You know, everybody gets all excited about the beginning of the season. You know, you get excited about getting married. All right. But after you're married for a while, you know, you got to have a process to make it work. All right. And no matter what happens, we need to have a process to make it work. And every game that we play, every game that we play, can't assume anything. I don't even know what you asked me, but I just wanted to say that. They got 300 yards rushing in one game. You don't remember that. You're. I don't know. Maybe you weren't around then. I don't know. Maybe you're not old enough.
Finish up here. Please finish
my comments. You sure you want to ask?
I'm good.
What's his deal?
I don't know. There was a long form thing that he just went on and on and on.
What set him off?
Dumb questions.
Okay.
He wanted to just yell at, you know, do his thing, whatever it was. I don't know.
Hi.
Hey, would you have known that was Nick Saban without someone telling you?
Probably not, because I don't hear him speak animatedly ever.
Who is that? I would never know his voice.
I mean, I know it's only in little bursts coming off the field when the sideline reporter runs up to him and he says nothing and runs away.
Yeah.
Huh. That's good
stuff.
He,
by the way, is Captain Indestructible. Yes. Not Nick Saban. No.
So you agree with me that the Bears playoffs have begun?
Yes, yeah, of course okay. They have.
Yeah, so why is it when you're bad and you can't lose anymore, you start the playoffs earlier? I know it's stupid,
but that's what it is, though.
It's true.
You right now are you in that position? You can't. You have a chance actually to beat a team way better than you, or at least one that has been way better. And you have a chance. I mean, I don't know if it's a good chance. I don't know if it's a flimsy chance. All I know is that you have a chance, and now's the time to start. If you are going to make any move, you can't lose these next two games. You can't let them beat you and then the Pack beat you.
Boy, the stuff that's going on, we got to get into that stuff with Aaron Rodgers and his girlfriend getting very angry at our guy.
She gets mad, yeah.
I don't know what she's so mad about.
She does get mad a lot, yeah.
She should kind of cool it, I think, because as far as I know, you know, our guy Rob Domofsky was just talking about speculating on what could be going on with Aaron Rodgers and made the point that these guys all have lives off the field as well, and there are human beings that have normal human being issues. He didn't insinuate or necessarily speculate, and she goes all crazy and calls him out and says that Rob Domofsky must be having problems at home or something like that. I mean, come on.
Sex with a goat.
Well, he might like that anyway.
He might. That might be the thing. Yeah, she's done that before. She's very touchy about when you start saying something bad about her man. I don't know what her deal is, but she does. She gets very, I mean, she'll react long before he ever will.
And Rob's got a great relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
I know. I don't.
Always has.
You're asking me to explain Olivia Munn?
Apparently, I need to explain that. Weird. Boris and Bernstein, we got a ton to come today, including our usual Thursday stuff and an old friend joining us on The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4 and 5 Bears, it's a team John Fox knows a little bit about. The Denver Broncos. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
Do you owe
owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
The Hooters Calendar Girls are coming to town, and we'd love to meet you.
Meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls in person at all Chicagoland area locations this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. The Hooters Calendar makes a great gift. Better yet, get one for yourself. Or support Operation Calendar Drop, and we'll send it to the troops. Plus, get $75 in coupons with every purchase.
Don't miss your chance to meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. Come see us. We can't wait to meet you.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boris Zabrinsky on a busy Thursday today. I got a lot planned for you. And we talked a little bit just briefly about the Bulls. Let me just say this, that the Bulls have this thing. There's a headline today I saw. It said, if the Clippers don't beat the Warriors, then who's going to? Because the Warriors have the Clippers tonight in L.A., right? Well, that maybe, I mean, I don't know, I think somebody will beat them. I don't think they'll go undefeated, will they? I mean, I don't know if the Clippers, I mean, maybe they can. Clippers pretty talented. But then, after the big emotion of traveling to L.A. and having the Clippers, guess who the Warriors have tomorrow night?
Daboo.
What about them beating them?
Like beating them?
Yeah.
In a playoff series?
No, not in the playoff series, in that game.
Oh, they could beat them in that game.
Sure.
It's a game.
This is like, who can't beat them? You know, it's like, oh, well, who's going to beat them if the Clippers can't?
Oh, well, somebody, it's NBA, so you don't have an off night.
Yep,
sometimes
exactly
the shots
right.
don't fall.
Especially after the emotion, I mean, because
sure.
that's a bloodbath, those
sure,
two.
Sure, the Bulls can beat them. We
it's
know
a
that. The
blood
Bulls,
rivalry.
The Bulls are great at winning regular season games. That's
they
what
they excel at.
It's what they do. No matter who's coaching or who's out there, the Bulls win lots of regular season games. It makes
amazing,
people very happy.
It?
They're great at that.
Mm-hmm.
So that
some things continue.
Anybody. Yeah,
some things continue. But I just say I look at it and say, well, you know, that's going to be a lot of energy expended for that Clippers game because that's a blood feud these days. That's mm-hmm. the thing when they play.
Well, here's the problem. And we've talked about this. Remember when it happened with the Miami Heat when they went on that. Stretch. They won 30 some in a row.
Yes, yes. 27.
It's bad for your championship hopes and dreams.
Better to get beat.
Exactly. Don't worry about it.
I agree.
Those vain chases for meaningless records. Oh, it lives forever and everybody remembers the 72. That's fine. Titles matter more. And I think in that league, more so than any, we've in the post Greg Popovich era, we've come to understand that 82 games is too long, and the game is too rough physically on these guys. When you start caring about those streaks, you are not going to be in the best possible position to win a title.
Yeah, and I think the Heat said that, but at a later point, because they didn't want to look like their excuse making for their losses later on. But that's a fact.
Of course, it's a fact. They
were extended every night, and there's something about the pride that gets rolling, and you're going to do that. You're going to give max effort and all the other stuff. And a lot of close calls, a lot of games that were down. But no matter what, they came back. And I want to say it was 27, but because the record's 33.
You know, and I kept thinking it too that might be with Steve Kerr out. I mean, Luke Walton can stand there in the suit and look good. And
he looks good, though.
He does. I mean, he can point at things and he can draw, and he's nice.
Yeah, he's drawing little cartoon
right,
animals.
It's fine. It works.
Yeah, you're doing.
He's a smart enough guy and a nice little stand-in for your head coach. But I would think that that kind of cool-headed leadership there, that you need everybody to understand at some point it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, because they talked early about getting 73 wins. This is Golden State talking about getting 73 wins and eclipsing the Jordan Bulls. I'm thinking, dude, first of all, you got a lot of difficulty in the West. There's a lot of tough games and a lot of emotion expended and a lot of places that people that are after your ass and all that other stuff. Why would you worry about it? I mean, and they played like it. They played like they care that they, you know, getting 73. That's almost damn impossible. And the Jordan Bulls are almost damn impossible at 72, right? That's almost unbelievable you could do that.
It was also the game was different. And they to the point where once they put you away, often in the third quarter.
Yeah, when they strangled you.
And then you were done.
Mm-hmm, you're done.
But see, the Warriors play a brand of basketball where a 10-point lead either way is much more like a 3-point lead,
yeah,
because of the total number of possessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not so easy for them to just say, all right, we got these guys, call off the dogs, we buried another one. And the Bulls were able to do that. I don't know that this team, the way they play with all of the
leads to 73.
Don't worry about 73.
I saw it early in the season, like 3 or 4 games into it, they were shooting because one of them was quoted. I don't know if it was Steph or not. One of them was quoted about, well, what about 73? Why don't we get 73? I'm thinking, oh my God, are you serious? First of all, you shouldn't have to worry about it because you didn't get much respect in the general manager's poll at all. I mean, I wouldn't worry about getting 73. I'd worry about winning another championship, which you clearly can do. But don't kill yourself for stupidity. I wouldn't kill myself for stupidity. So what? Somebody beat you. Okay. Well, it'll be another day. The Bulls beat them last year, remember, in Oakland. And I don't think that hurt them in the long run, did it? Remember the Bulls came back. They were down 11, down 10, down 11, down all the way through it. And Golden State couldn't quite put them away. And the Bulls came back and beat them. And I'm thinking, no, that's okay. I didn't know how good Golden State was in, but now you do. I mean, now you do.
Yeah, I think that the league and the overall understanding of what the regular season means now is enough to trump anybody
talk.
Overdoing it and overtaxing important players for games that don't matter as much, regardless of, oh, we're shooting for 73. No, shoot for the Larry O'Brien trophy.
That's what you do. And I would be mad if I were them because they didn't get much respect. I mean, it was like LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. Maybe. But right now it doesn't look like it to me. I could be wrong, but I don't know what you're going to look like. Anybody could be hurt. Things could happen. But, I mean, they certainly appear to be the best team again. That's what I'd be more worried about, not winning 73, but keeping this thing, somehow keeping this guy, many guys fresh, which they generally do a good job of. I know. Jimmy played a lot of minutes last night, didn't he?
He did. Well, this is it's kind of your first little point in the season where a coach can say, "I know it's not the plan, but we kind of have to." And you did. And you're giving Jimmy time to figure out what those responsibilities are without Derrick Rose in the game, and he's got to prove that he can have the ball in his hands and bounce that ball around the floor to get where he's got to go and get other people open if need be.
Yep.
He wants to do it, he's going to get a chance to do it. And this trip, he certainly is. Boris and Bernstein, Matt Miller, next football stuff on The Score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a snap, ball to deep right field. Gone! Rebound homer, Javier Baez!
Now is the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Loves getting a shout out. Merci, Europe's famous gift giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Just in time for holiday projects, the Home Depot has the Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set at a great price, just $49.88. Husky hand tools are guaranteed forever. Their slim design fits into spots most standard wrenches won't, and their price fits nicely in any holiday budget. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to do it. Let's do this. The Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set, just $49.88, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a less-than-ideal job candidate. Is the owner here? Oh, you're the owner! Whatever. So I can only work Monday through Wednesday sometimes. And I gotta get out at 2 p.m. sharp. Band practice, you know? We're big on covers. Like how Progressive covers both businesses and commercial auto. Anyway, sorry I'm late, but being late's sort of my thing.
All the coverage your business needs at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Resume? Nah, I don't really do those. I just like to come in and let my personality shine.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers,